Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Tommy Dreamer and I talk to Sonny Kiss. We've been celebrating Pride Month all month long right here on Busted Open. We do it again with Sonny Kiss from AEW, who joins us. Speaking of AEW, we speak to owner and president of AEW just before the big Forbidden Door pay-per-view coming up this weekend. Owner and president of AEW, Tony Khan, joins us right now on the Busted Open Podcast. We need to have Sonny on a lot more than we have. And let's bring in our next guest, Sonny Kiss. Sonny, how are you this morning?
Hello. Thank you guys so much for having me.
What up, Sonny?
What's up, Tommy?
So happy to see you. We miss Mickey James. Mickey James brings the positive energy. If there's anybody I've ever met that brings positive energy, is our guest, Sonny Kiss. Love, love, Sonny.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
So, Sonny, just to get you in on the conversation, and obviously, you know, we're going to get into Pride Month here that we've been celebrating all month long. We celebrate it all the time here on Busted Open because it's important. I think we have hosts and the nation have learned a lot over the last few weeks of acceptance and how we still have a long way to go. But before we get into that, obviously this is a pro wrestling show. For you, Sonny, what was the moment, or if there was a moment or a show that, you know, you fell in love with pro wrestling or maybe knew that you wanted to be a part of this for your future?
I can't name like a card or a show as far as like being like a kid. I can't name like an actual like card, but I just know like random different matches and stuff like that, and like certain like moments and like, you know, people. Can't name a card though.
Okay, no worries. But was there like, when did you decide that this was something that you wanted to do for a living?
I've always loved it as a kid. I grew up actually dancing and performing arts and stuff like that. I didn't get into like I actually started training for wrestling until like I got into high school, like late high school, like senior year. It was just a recommendation from some friends. They were like, oh, you're so athletic and you're so passionate about this. Why don't you just try it out? So I actually went to a gym, UCPW in like Hiawatha, New Jersey. And yeah, that's when I like really, really like got bitten by the bug.
It all started from there. I love it. So wait, ECPW trained you?
Yes, Gina Caruso, ECPW.
Wow. Because I always say his number one student was Guido, and I just found out, guess what, Guido? You're doing the job as Sonny Kiss.
I love Guido.
You know, Sonny, we've been celebrating, as I said, Pride Month here, and, you know, we had Nyla Rose on last week. We had Effie on a couple weeks ago, and Effie said something that, you know, really threw me and just talked about how certain bookers and promoters look at and haven't really started to accept. And I thought we've gone a long way, and maybe in some ways we have, but we still have a long way to go. You know, how do you feel about it? And how do you feel about being in a part of that AEW locker room and the diverse locker room that AEW has?
I feel like we're on the way though. I feel like, of course, there's a long way to go. I feel like there's never going to be, you know, a perfect world where, you know, like for LGBTQ people, it's never going to be like a perfect world. But I feel like we're definitely making a lot of strides. And I want to focus on that. I want to highlight those because I feel like that is important. Being at AEW, it's incredible because everyone is just so like embracing of like different people from, you know, all walks of life. And my coworkers are just awesome. Like everybody's just very supportive of each other. And yeah, it's a great working environment.
That's cool. I like the videos they've been airing of you through the network. It's cool. Like, and I told it to Naya last week, and I was just like, Sonny taught the first ever All In when I was like, I'm saying Billy Gunn is saying she, and I literally just stop and I would just turn. And I was like, what does this offend you? And you're like, no, I don't take offense. And like, well, what do we call it? And you're like, how about Sonny? And I was just like, there you go. And it's just like so simple, but I was like, there you are. And like, just being, like I said, always positive, always this, but then like within a half a second, just twitch, like changing somebody's opinion like that, because it's out of, we don't know, but if you don't ask those questions, then you're just going to continue. And it was like, for me and Billy, it was just nothing, because I've been in, you know, locker rooms where, this person's gay. And we're like, well, who cares? Like, nobody cared. And I always think, because in wrestling, we were all outsiders and very acceptant once we're in the locker room. But I also never lived through some of the things, and then hearing stories, and I'm not even getting into social media just because that's a whole cesspool of negative. But it's like, I always say the biggest compliment I can pay a person is booking you on the show. And then for my own shows, it's like, I book you in the main event because of your ability. And that's how I always view people, but sadly people do not. But I'm glad that you have found a home in AEW where they book you on your ability. And you know, I love seeing you perform. And like I said, I always love being around you because of the energy that you project to other people.
And I want to clear that up too, because you said something that was really important. I said something the other day in another podcast, and I said, I think LGBTQ athletes should be like pushed all year round. And I think it got twisted into me saying people should be pushed because they're LGBTQ, and instead of, you know, based on their merits. And what you just said is, you know, I really appreciate that, because there's a lot of people, workers in AEW, WWE, all over, that are killing the indies has a myriad of just amazing LGBTQ workers. And I'm seeing that we should be booked all year round because of that, because we are talented, because we can go in the ring. And we just happen to be LGBTQ, and not, you know, I feel like not being used just for the Pride Month, you know, only, is what I was trying to say. Right. But I really appreciate those words, Tommy. That means a lot to me.
Well, I mean, I had experienced when, and I was talking about, we talk about greatest cars of all time. Me and you were a part of one that is still one of my favorites, All In. And I remember doing again, it's learning. Like, I didn't know anything about Orange Cassidy. And he's like, I'm going to throw these really bad kicks at you. And I'm like, all right. And in my head, he's like, no, don't sell them. Don't sell them. And after I throw them out, then you and I do the spot, and everybody's going nuts for it. And I remember like ducking your kick, and you have such grace and speed with your kick. And then, you know, you did the thing where you grab me by your feet and you pull me into your butt, and I'm going like, you know, sell. And then I dump you, and then everyone's pissed at me for getting rid of you. And I was just like, but like for me, I took Rikishi's stink face, and nobody had an issue with it. And I take yours, and then, you know, and that's why I was like, gave up online, because people were, how do you do that with Sonny? And I was like, there was no difference between Rikishi or Sonny. And they're both as frigging talented individuals and performers. If it wasn't good, trust me, I wouldn't do it. And that's why I always view you and everybody. I view you on your performance in your ring. I could care less about anything else. And that's how everybody should be judged.
Absolutely. I agree.
Now you're getting me. I'm yelling. I'm getting upset. I'm on my podium again. I love it.
That's fine, Tommy, because I think it's important. And you're right. Sonny, it shouldn't just be once a month. It should be all year round, because I think it's important with communication and education. There's a lot of people, and listen, when I say this word, it's honest, ignorant, because they just don't know. They haven't learned. And I think in 2022, people have to be more open-minded. Effie said something on our air that kind of was like a splash of cold water on my face. When Effie was talking about being booked on the show, and the promoter was like, you know what, we already have a gay match on this show. And it's like, whoa, like that's something, like to hear that is like, it's like crazy. It's like what you used to hear 40, 50 years ago with an Hispanic wrestler or an African-American wrestler. It's like, all right, we already have one of these matches. Like, it's crazy to think about, Sonny, but I'm sure these are obstacles that have been in your way since you started your career.
Yeah, and I've always, like, you know, I had my issues as far as wrestling. Like, I wasn't always the best wrestler, but I've been working my ass off and working really hard. Sorry, can I swear? I'm
sorry. Yeah, it's satellite radio. You could say whatever you want.
Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been working my tail off, so it's like, you know, I've just been really, really trying hard. And I feel like everybody in AEW, we're all different kinds of athletes. We're all super talented and very different at what we do. And I think it's fantastic that we all are, you know, we get to showcase that, you know, in our own right. It's like we're all different kinds of athletes. And there's several LGBTQ people in AEW, not just, you know, the wrestlers, but, you know, it's a very, very inclusive environment. And we get to showcase that.
I remember talking to you and you were telling me about your history of, like, and things you've overcome, and you were like, well, I'm African-American. You were like, I've overcome a lot of hatred or a lot of things where culturally in my culture of all these things that were like, but you overcame it. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, a testament to you as a human being, because a lot of people don't, and they give it's, you have overcome so, so much in such a short period of time. And that's why more people should embrace you, because of the positive message you've always projected out there.
Thank you. I think with being gender fluid, and I think with being, you know, because people look at me and it's like, oh, Sonny is a guy or a girl. So I get that it's a little bit different as far as like to just the casual viewer, like looking at me, they might not be able to understand it at first. But I think, you know, continuing to just, you know, try and, you know, just put it out there and to be a representation and to be in dialogue. Dialogue is the most important thing ever, because you'll never be able to change or to, like, you know, like we're doing right now, you'll never be able to understand things unless you talk about it, unless it's in your face, unless you can, you know, say, hey, like, this is what this is, and this is what this is. And I think, you know, it's a very positive thing that I get to be that, you know, that figure in sports. So pretty cool.
It should be, because I, as you know, I have two young daughters, and they teach me how the world is evolving, not only keeping me young, but just as simple things where people may say things that you don't realize could be hurtful to someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's just by, like, if you're always referring to somebody at, or like, there's one thing if you come up and say, hey guys, a general thing, and you're just like, how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
As opposed to, because I mean, they had to teach me about them, they, and I had to have a sit down, and now I understand and I get it. And it was just like, but if you never told me about it, I'd be like, oh, that's stupid. Like, I mean, how could it? No, it's not, because it's
very new.
It's important to somebody else.
Yeah. And pronouns are just really new in general. Like a lot of these terms too in the LGBTQ community, a lot of them are so new. I remember back in the day, queer was derogatory. Now queer is embraced, you know, by the community. But if you called someone a queer in like 2002, you know, it was like, that's hurt, mean and like hurtful. But we identify now as the queer community, queer people.
Interesting. I'm not going to say
so. It's all about the growth. Understanding, we're not living in a world, you know, we're not living in the 50s anymore, the 70s anymore. You have to raise your kids based on a world that exists today. So what exists today is pronouns. What exists today are trans people. What exists today, well, they've always existed, but you know what I mean? Like, it's being talked about. It's being talked about as, this is how we are. please respect us. Please identify us the way we want to be identified. Please acknowledge us and as human beings and not just, you know, whatever, you know, and acknowledge us for who we are.
And that's as simple as that conversation we had, me, you, and Billy, because like I think about it, I walk into a locker room, Dreamer, Tommy, Dream, and then Sonny. And no one like, oh, how do I address Sonny? It's just Sonny. It's dumb, simple. It's beautiful. I love you. I love you, Sonny.
Thank you.
But I think it comes down to a word that Sonny just used, and that's respect. I just feel like if everybody just respects everyone, it's great that nobody's the same, that everybody is different. And then you accept those differences because that's how you learn. Tommy, I think it's an amazing story of you sitting down with your kids and your kids teaching you, you know, because you're 50. So, you know, we come from it. We grew up in a different era and a different age, and our kids are growing up. Every generation, you hope, evolves and gets better. So to be able to sit down with your kids and learn from your kids, Tommy, yeah. I think that's that's amazing to me.
You have to.
Because this generation, you know, teenagers and, you know, people in their 20s, like we're in a different time where we understand, we have different dialogue, different language. So I feel like, when, you know, you're used to kind of what you're used to, and obviously you were a wrestler in a time where a lot went on and, you know, certain things were just different and acceptable. But yeah, I feel like it's wonderful that people, you know, your kids can teach something else that's different, you know, that's more current, you know, like what's in right now, because, you know, it could potentially shape the next generation if, you know, we start to help people treat others, you know, better and better and acknowledge, you know, different nuances and stuff like that.
Change is always coming. So change is coming. So either you adapt to it or you die. I know it's kind of like a tiresome line, but it's true, and you have to learn from it. And it's so great, and it's so great to accept, and it's so great to respect. And Sonny, like Tommy said, we love you as a wrestler. Love to see more of you. You know, what goals do you have still with AEW? Because you've accomplished so much. So I'd love to see it. You know, I'd love to see it's more on our TV screens.
Yes, me too. I've just been continuing to work really hard and to perfect, you know, just get better in the ring and, you know, just try to really, really just keep pushing. Certain things, you know, it's wrestling, you know, not really going to go your way, but, it's your attitude about it, you know, it's how you go about it. And I'm very grateful for Tony Khan for giving me an opportunity just to allow me to be who I am and to not want, you know, change me. And because there's other companies that, you know, said they didn't know what to do with me. And, you know, TK said, here, hold my beer. Like I'll, you know, I'll sign Sonny Kiss. And that's a wonderful thing. And I'm so grateful for him for that.
Sonny, while we have you on the line, I have to apologize to you. I don't know if you remember this or not, but you were wrestling at the old ECW arena, and you're actually tagging with Orange Cassidy, Bully Ray, and our very own Tommy Dreamer. I don't know if you remember that match or not. Do you?
I definitely remember it.
Okay.
It was very fun.
I was the special guest referee in that match. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. So I wanted to, on a national platform like this, apologize for how inept I was that night as a referee.
Oh, come on. It was honestly not that bad. We were all just having a blast. I feel like that's the most important thing. We were having a blast. So who cares? I thought you did great.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate that.
Sonny also said something that's super important. Wrestling is fun.
Yeah.
And wrestling is an escape, and never should anyone feel unsafe, because I've seen a few people post a wrestler. It was like, I don't feel safe when I go to certain shows because of an environment in the locker room. And I'm happy that, and this is why conversations like this need to continue. Just because I know it doesn't exist in AEW, but it does exist in other places. And it's just a different form of bullying. And just because somebody is different doesn't mean we're talking about the difference of, like, you know, hey, Forbidden Door is going to be a different pay-per-view. We're talking about different super cards that, hey, they may not ever happen because of politics, but, you know, behind the scenes, but people are people. And just because someone's different should never be treated differently. If a person's an asshole, then yeah, you treat them differently. But if a person is different because of what they worship, what their gender is, whatever, and you're going after them, then that's when the locker rooms need to bond together and kick the people out that are doing that. Because I hate seeing or reading about anything like that. And I'm glad that it doesn't happen in AEW, but I'm also glad that conversations like this keep going, because it makes it so much more important, because we have these platforms to do it. Let's beat the shit out of some people, Sonny Kiss. Come on now.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Tommy, because last question for me, as Tommy said, the Forbidden Door pay-per-view is taking place this Sunday, the 26th, and it's available on BR Live and on Fight TV. So let me ask you, Sonny, if you had one chance to get into the ring with anybody, it could be anyone from any promotion, who would that be?
That's such a loaded question. There's so many, like...
I know, it's a tough one.
I would love to work with just a lot of people at my own company, just because, like, that's where I am right now. That's, you know, that's my focus right now. Those are where my goals are. Like, I want to be in a storyline. I want to, you know, I want to be doing, you know, awesome stuff with AEW. Malakai Black would be great. Okay. There's so many. Jungle Boy, we haven't really, like, worked much recently, so it'd be nice to work with him again. There's so many. Scorpio Sky, like, there's a lot of really talented people in the company. I would focus on that. One of those guys, or anyone in the company for that matter. I just want, like, a really good storyline. And to be able to show everyone who Sonny Kiss really is. Because the Concrete Rose Packs are being punched now.
Nice.
A little bit of sass, a little bit of ass, a little bit of kick ass.
I like it. I love it. Sonny, thank you so much for the time. We truly appreciate it. And we hope to get you back on soon. We really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yes, Tommy, call me.
You got it, Sonny.
Come on, Tommy. Pick up the phone, for crying out loud. Sonny Kiss is saying, call me. Pick up the phone and call Sonny, please.
I'm literally texting Guido during our commercial break to say he's the no longer Gino Caruso's number one student. I love today. I learned another thing today. Today's a great day.
Hilarious.
Sonny, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it. All right, Sonny Kiss. And of course, we got the AEW pay-per-view coming up this weekend on Sunday the 26th, the Forbidden Door. And also, you can watch Dynamite tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on TBS. And speaking of Dynamite, in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by AEW owner and president Tony Khan when Tommy and I are back right here on Busted Open.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
The reigning WNBA MVP, Jonquel Jones.
For us, like me, Buddy, and all of the hoopers in the Bahamas, like, we didn't really have, like, that basketball gym. So when I moved to the States, I remember just, like, walking into the gym for my high school, and I was just like, wow, like, my school actually has its own gym.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And somebody who always makes this show better joins us right now. That's AEW owner and president, Mr. Tony Khan, joins us. Tony, good morning to you, and thanks as always for the time.
Good morning to you, Dave. Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on the show.
What up?
We're excited.
Loaded dynamite tonight going into Forbidden Door. We're talking about supercards this entire show, and you're giving us a preview of a supercard tonight.
Well, I think it's a preview of a supercard, and tonight's show is a supercard unto itself. It's going to be a great night, a lot of great matches, great moments, a very memorable evening, and I'm really excited. I think there's going to be a lot of great things going into the Forbidden Door. You're both big wrestling fans, talking about supercards. You know how hard it is to put together something interpromotional with two companies working together, trying to get all their stars in the same place. It's hard. And I think as we get closer and closer to Forbidden Door, the stars are aligning, and it should be a big night on TBS tonight on Dynamite.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And Tony, this is, you know, one of those opportunities that I always try to take when talking to you about thanking you, because as a hardcore wrestling fan, as we were talking about all show long leading up to this interview, Tony, it's about our favorite shows, supercards, and that's what we're going to see on Sunday here, this Forbidden Door pay-per-view with AEW and New Japan. A healthy relationship between the two companies, and it shows with the card that you put together for Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be a great wrestling event, and it's going to start with the IWGP champion Jay White coming in tonight, and we're going to find out who he's going to wrestle. We know that we've got the AEW Interim World Championship on the line with Jon Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi. Big matches, big championship bouts, and we've got a great card announced already, and we're going to announce more matches tonight on Dynamite for this big event. And I'm really excited. I think what we've got announced is big, but there's going to be some more big announcements tonight on Dynamite, and a lot of, like I said, big moments, big matches, and a big fight feel going into this really big event on Sunday on pay-per-view.
One of my favorite debuts, kind of, sort of, was when Jay White showed up. And this is why I love wrestling so, so much. And I've told him this. When we saw his jacket and the place pops and they do all the damage, it was on an interview. And then all of a sudden, when he turned around, the place was like a double pop. even though like it's like we knew it was him, but oh my God, it really is him. And it reminded me back in the day of the Attitude Era of when we used to love and react to what we were seeing behind the scenes. And that's why I enjoy AEW so much for moments like that, where not everything is an in-ring, not everything was that. And when he did that, I was like, this is why this place is so different and special. And, you know, even for everyone says, well, he's not so known on a worldwide audience. There's your proof that he is. And, you know, I just, that was one of my favorite of many AEW moments, but it was just so big. It's a double pop for free. And it was just awesome.
Thank you for saying that. It was great when he first arrived, and he's been on fire since then and gone to Japan and won the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Tonight, we're going to find out who he's going to defend it against. I'm really excited for that match. And excited to find out what's next for Jay White. I think the fans have a lot to look forward to tonight on Wednesday Night Dynamite on TBS. What a main event match tonight on Dynamite. Big preview. We spoke about the AEW Interim World Championship briefly, and really we've been talking about it a lot, you know, on my prior appearances, and I know you guys have spent some time on it. And really, it's a match that's been building for years between Hiroshi Tanahashi and Jon Moxley. A major rivalry with stakes now even higher with the AEW Interim World Championship on the line.
He's firing on all cylinders. Really enjoy seeing him.
Yes, as have I. And it'll be a great title match this weekend. And also, speaking of title matches on Sunday at Forbidden Door and seeing one of the challengers in action tonight, very excited to have the number one contender to the AEW Women's World Championship, Toni Storm, getting a big match ahead of her title fight with Marina Shafir versus Toni Storm tonight on Dynamite. We saw Marina came after Thunder Rosa, the champion, after the bell, and it was Toni Storm who came to help the champ. And now Marina wants to settle the score with Toni, and I think Toni, is, as I said, was trying to solve the problem before her big title fight. And the people are excited for that match. I know the Thunderstorm match, as we put on the posters, Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm. Your guy's co-host on this show is the AEW Women's World Champion. She's been through some very tough matches, but I think this is the toughest test, toughest opponent yet for Thunder Rosa.
Now, you know who I'm rooting for. You know, there was a lot of bad blood between me and Thunder for a long time, but we're besties now. I can't wait for that matchup on Sunday, Tony.
Me too. It's going to be a great matchup, and I think tonight, really excited to see what Marina Shafir can do now with Toni Storm, who is a great pro wrestler, and that's a tough test for Toni with Marina tonight on Dynamite. So it's a lot of exciting things on tonight's show. I'm fired up going into Forbidden Door, and we'll have a bit more to announce about tonight's show, and we'll have a lot more to announce about the Forbidden Door card. It's just a huge week for AEW with our show tonight here in Milwaukee, AEW Dynamite, and then a big AEW Rampage on Friday. That's going to be followed on Friday night. We're in our classic late night spot, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and right after the show, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, you'll get the countdown to Forbidden Door. And those videos, those great previews, those packages, all the exciting stuff leading into a pay-per-view that our fans enjoy. And you'll get a closer look at a lot of these stars from New Japan Pro Wrestling on that countdown show. We'll go in-depth and introduce you even more than you may already be familiar as a hardcore fan with some of these great New Japan Pro Wrestlers and the top stars of AEW who are going to be fighting them on Sunday.
Well, definitely check that out. As you mentioned, 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight on TBS. We have AEW Dynamite Rampage coming up on Friday night, as Tony says, at its regularly scheduled time at 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. And, of course, Forbidden Door coming up this Sunday. And, you know, Tony, I wanted to ask you something kind of in relation to what we're going to see on Sunday with Forbidden Door. Tommy and I talked a lot about the greatest cards of all time, and we shared those moments with the nation Was there one card for you in particular that kind of motivated you to want to be a part of this business? I mean, what was that one card for you?
It's a great question. I watched a lot of wrestling, and I found that just getting a little bite of pro wrestling, I'd want more and more and more. So the first shows I really watched, I saw some Saturday night's main event shows. The pay-per-views I really watched live would be like at the end of 90 and the beginning of 91, Royal Rumble 91 and WrestleMania 7. And then I wanted to watch more wrestling. I saw in the satellite guide there was wrestling all over the world, and I was kind of nervous to check other stuff out, and I'm so glad I did. I watched WCW that year when I was 8 years old, and Super Brawl 1 had some great matches, and in particular, the stars from New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's the first time I learned about New Japan Pro Wrestling, about the International Wrestling Grand Prix, the IWGP, and the championships they established, and learned about the Steiners having been IWGP Tag Team Champions, and first saw Tatsumi Fujinami. So I guess that would be one of the cards. For me, it was the first time I'd seen any wrestling outside the WWF. So Super Brawl 1 was a great show, the Steiners versus Lex and Sting. And it showed me that there was more out there in the world of pro wrestling. And I'm so glad I watched that show in particular. But I'd already gotten really hooked on wrestling by then, and I was going to try to find anything I could. So it was one of those things. I think I watched a few matches, and then I watched a few more, and soon it was all I wanted to watch every day, all week, every week.
Just like all
welcome
of us
to now. My existence. And we said it before, like, with it used to be a joke, like, you know, Gorilla Monsoon, Jesse Ventura, or Bobby Heenan. Oh, this is could be the greatest pay-per-view of all time. In AEW, you continue to follow up and better the pay-per-views the very next one. It's not a hard job to do because of the athletes that you have and Tony Brain controlling it, but like this Forbidden Door, man, it's like the ultimate dream card. And have you had any difficulties putting it together, or like, is there one thing like you could just say, I'm making this match happen? Like, is it Moxley Tanahashi?
Yeah. Well, I think when CM Punk got injured, that was a very obvious match to go to, because Moxley versus Tanahashi is a dream match the fans have been calling for years. And I think Tanahashi, him coming here, he's one of the world's greatest wrestlers. And we were really excited for CM Punk versus Tanahashi. And frankly, I had a lot of plans leading into it, and I think that would have been great. And the TV was ready to go. We had great matches planned for the weeks leading into Forbidden Door, and a lot of it involved CM Punk. And there are a number of other stars who are injured and have not been around. But I think we have such a great roster of wrestlers. I'm constantly looking to bring new stars in, stars from New Japan, but also new stars to come to AEW permanently. So there have been changes. Tonight you're going to learn more about the card. I think tonight's show is a great show for wrestling fans to check out, even if you don't watch New Japan, and even for the fans who are kind of closed-minded about New Japan, frankly. I think tonight's a good show to check out on Dynamite. We're going into Blood and Guts next week, and like I said earlier, you know, sometimes if you open your mind just checking out some of these different wrestlers, you're going to see there's so many top stars there, and whether they're from Japan or other countries overseas, just a lot of great wrestling stars, a lot of great wrestlers in New Japan. And for us going forward, we're going to have new talent coming into AEW too. Wow. And yeah, there's been a lot of challenges in planning, and I think injuries on our side. Also logistics, you know, some of the top stars in New Japan have not been here yet.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.